Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to White Wine Question Time, something from the cellar. Another mini episode of our midweek drop that sees us revisit some of the brilliant guests we've had on the show over the last 4.5 years. Hence, something from the cellar, a little treasure trove brimming with vintage cuts from more than 200 guests, all served up in bite-sized portions. And in this episode, it's all about celebrating three brilliant dames, and I mean actual dames, as in the title given to a woman with the rank of Knight Commander or holder of the Grand Cross in the Orders of Chivalry. It's fancy stuff. First up, it's Dame Arlene Phillips, a star of our screens and just about every stage show you could think of for over 50 years now. We spoke to her right after she found out she was going to become a dame. And then we explored her extraordinary career, her friendship with Andrew Lloyd Webber, and the fact that it all started for her thanks to the fact that she was the au pair of Ridley Scott. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I spend my life trying to build confidence in people. It's so important. It's the best thing that you can give a child. You know, it's the best thing you can give to human beings. To be able to just feel confident no matter what happens is like the gift of life.
It really is. It really is. And also, you then came back to the tour after you'd stopped doing the TV show.
Yeah.
And I remember watching you walk into that rehearsal room and you bossed it. You took none of that. I knew that inside there was a part of you that burnt with the kind of, you know, what had happened. It was, yeah, it does. It sort of sears slightly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you came back in and you bossed it. You got your notebooks out, called everybody around, and Arlene was back in charge and off we went again. And you were remarkable. And you taught me so much about resilience, style and class in that moment.
Thank you.
And then, of course, the Queen's recognised that, because tell me how this went down. How did you find out that you are about to become Dame Arlene Phillips?
Well, in a most crazy way, my PA, who's been working on and off from home, said, I thought I'd pop over this evening just to see how you are. Should we have a catch-up? And I said, oh, that'll be nice. And I said, well, why not stay and have some dinner? So we sat down, had dinner, we're chatting away. After dinner, she said, okay, I'm going to go and I'll see you soon. And she said, oh, by the way, I've got this for you. And she just handed over a piece of paper. And the piece of paper said, you have been recognized by the Queen and are being honored as a dame. And I was flabbergasted, sitting in my kitchen. I burst into tears and then I started laughing. There was, goosebumps on my arms. I could not believe it. I really couldn't, because I know it sounds silly, Kate, but somehow where I'd grown up, the life that I'd lived, the difficulties of my childhood, the poverty, the hard work, the kind of getting well known for a notorious and very sexy dance group, it just didn't seem in any way that that life could be recognized for a dame. And I was astonished, amazed, and also, it's also not just for recognition through dance, it's also through charity. And of course, the charities that I'm involved in, which I've been involved in for many, many years, they're just part of my life. I don't think this is something that one gets honored for. But it's also a big part of what I've been honored for, and that is the immense amount of work I do with charities.
So let's talk about honors with my first question for you, because you are now a dame, only the second choreographer ever to have been bestowed such an honor. But what do you consider to have been your greatest honor in terms of your life experience or achievements?
I would say probably my greatest honor was through a friendship I built with Andrew Lloyd Webber. And Andrew Lloyd Webber was a very, very early fan of Hot Gossip. And I'm talking the 3 years when Hot Gossip worked in clubs, like a club called Monkbury's, where another club was called Country Cousins, where we were constant, it was like the hottest club in the King's
You're
Road,
joking.
On the King's Road, yeah,
Country
down
Cousins.
At New King's Road, yeah, in this old barn of a place that eventually became an antiques warehouse. But he loved Hot Gossip, and we were at the time the unsuccessful Hot Gossip. We were Hot Gossip Too Sexy for TV, Hot Gossip that were doing one night shows, and at the end we get a bit of cash and I'd share it all out. Our costumes were lingerie because it was cheap, dyed different colors for each number. It was, it was Hot Gossip at its earliest stage that we never thought would be a success.
So we're talking like early 80s, not even 84.
No, we're talking in the 70s.
70s?
70s, yes, because Kenny Everett was the first one. The Kenny Everett's
show
was 1978. So
God,
we're talking, so we're talking mid-70s. And Andrew and I became close friends through this love of Hot Gossip. And then cut to 1979, and I told you when I was pregnant with Alana, making a Hollywood movie in Los Angeles. And I told him a story about learning to roller skate, being pregnant, and the company realizing that there I was 7 months pregnant on roller skates, and they have forgotten to add the extra insurance. And Christmas 1979, Andrew invited me to go to his home at Sydmonton, spend a couple of days with 3-month-old baby Alana. And I told him the story about this, crazy woman skating, pregnant, as a sort of a breakfast chatter story. Then cut to 1982, and Andrew, who I had remained close friends with, and said to me, "Oh, do you remember that story you told me about roller skating? Do you still roller skate?" I said, "Yeah, I can still skate. Why?" So I'm going to do a new musical called Starlight Express. It's all on roller skates, and I'd like you to choreograph it. And that musical that I did choreograph, Starlight Express, opened a whole realm of musicals for me that I have continued to choreograph. Right now, I've got 3 lined up. So
you're incredible. You don't stop.
It's kind of an honor when a friendship was made, you know, probably 1976. So to have sustained that friendship and love for Andrew, and for me, it's an honor to be his friend.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Next up, it's Dame Denise Lewis. She puts her all into everything that she does, which is the measure of a true champ. But where does that come from? Well, she recalls some stinging words of advice from an early coach and how it went on to foster a steely determination to succeed within her. My first question to you sits around that Olympic winning mentality that you possess. When you won the silver at the World Championships, your coach at the time, Charles Van Comeny, said to you, "You didn't win silver, you lost gold." As I heard you recount that, bearing in mind that the previous events you'd won a bronze, so this was a step up, I'm still stuck in a moment of going, is that amazing advice or is that totally the wrong thing to say? You tell me.
Well, a bit like you, I sort of pondered over that. I'm like, what is this guy on? I mean, come on, celebrate with the rest of the nation, why don't you? It did kind of make me think as well that actually, if I am to go on and hopefully become Olympic champion, I am going to start to have to really look at how I address success and what success looks like for me, and how do I value my talents and my attitude to my training? Because I think in order to get the best out of yourself, you have to start re-examining the things that you do daily. And we can also compare that to how you get through lockdown, anything that you want to achieve or setbacks, how do you pull yourself out of that? And that's the mindset thing. And that starts with what you do on a daily basis. How do you get up in the morning and view what you want to achieve for that day? Now, for me, in that lead up to Sydney in the Olympics, it was, how do I extract the very best out of myself in my training? what I do off track as well? And do I keep getting into that mindset, making my training better? And it was just things like that, that comment, that phrase altered for me. It was just like, yeah, you didn't win. You were capable of winning and you didn't. So let's go back to the drawing board and turn you into a winner. I went on to win two medals the next year, two gold medals. So yeah, maybe I did learn something after all.
Maybe it wasn't such a crass, awful, awkward thing to say. Yeah. What was your face? What did you, how did you manage your response to that? Because in that moment, it's like putting a massive pin in your balloon and bursting it, surely.
No, not for me. I looked at him almost aghast, but I did laugh because only that, only he could say something like that and get away with it. He's Dutch. They're very direct, you know. Very matter of fact. We're not used to that sort of level of bluntness in Britain, I don't think. And, you know, we do come across individuals like that. And for me, that is like, okay, I'm not taking that personally. Because I understand that you're trying to extract something from me and you want a reaction, but you want to see and test me whether I'm up for the challenge, whether I can actually use that as fuel to inspire myself to be better.
So when I put myself in his mindset, because I really, as you can tell, I've overthought this. I mean, seriously, I've done a lot of thinking about it, Denise. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at him and I'm going, okay, yeah, actually, if we go back to 1989, so almost a decade previous, you sustained a terrible knee injury and carried on competing by learning to high jump on the opposite leg, which is like asking Andy Murray to go and play left-handed at Wimbledon, right? Which that's what you did. So actually, when I look at what you did there, if I was your coach, I probably would have been all right with saying, no, you lost the gold, you didn't win the silver, because he knows what you're capable of. You are incredible in terms of your determination to overcome whatever adversity looks like. How did you do that?
I don't know, Kate, if I'm really honest. I mean, I've had years to look back and think about where this sort of determination and where I'm sitting in my little office. I can see a picture of my mom. Actually, there's a picture, my wedding picture of me, my mom. My mom walked me down the aisle. And
I love,
you know,
that.
Yeah, she walked me down the aisle and it was a beautiful moment. And you alluded to it in the beginning. I've been raised by a single mom. I just used to watch her work herself to a frazzle. She worked two jobs, literally. First thing in the morning, she'll go off, do one job, come back in the evening, wash, change, and then do a night shift sometimes, you know. So really hard. And part of me was like, do I actually really want to ever work that hard? You know, life has got to be easier than that. But actually, life isn't easier than that. If you want something, you've got to work for it. And so yeah. I think, you know, seeing that daily, that level of resilience and determination just to get through, with no Olympic aspiration, but it was a life aspiration to be better, to have enough money. Yes, we used to have what they probably call family credit because we earned the right to have it. But my mom was very determined that she wanted to be independent. And so she worked. And so that was just in my DNA, I think. And so that was why when these setbacks arrive in athletics or you're at a crossroads in life, I do draw on that strength and think, after sunshine, there is rain, but after the rain comes sunshine. And so you've got to accept these ebbs and flows of life.
Yeah.
And there are going to be many.
Last but not least, it's Dame Prue Leith, whose hustler's attitude has fueled a varied and fascinating career, taking her from all corners of the culinary world to the very top of British television, something she actually finds, well, don't tell anyone, but really easy. How is it hearing all of that back, all of those different chapters?
Well, it makes me feel quite tired. But then I have lived a very long time. I mean, people are always astonished that I've done so much. But, you know, if you're 83, you've had lots of time to do lots of things. That's the main thing. And the other thing is I think I've been hugely lucky for two reasons. One is that I'm very energetic and healthy. So, you know, I'm not doing anything I don't want to do. I just have the energy to do it.
I mean, Prue, you don't stop. The entrepreneur in you is alive and well. I mean, you're 83 and you've just launched like your homeware range. When I read the website, it was literally like you were talking to me. And there's no hard sell with it. It's just a passion. And you talk about how you task them there with making sure that they meet your standards and what you do and don't like. It's you purify everything that you do. And I just wondered what makes you want to start big new ventures like this when arguably you're pretty stacked.
You use wonderful words like entrepreneur and so on. Sounds so grand. I think of myself as a trader, you know, like a barrow boy, a barrow girl. I love making things and selling things, and I like things to be really. I suppose all my career has been very egotistical, but it's all about me. I mean, it's what I like. I mean, I would never sell anything that I wouldn't want to wear or that I wouldn't, I wouldn't enjoy. And so everything I do tends to have lots of colour, and it's quite simple block colours. It's not very complicated, but it's in your face. Nothing subtle about it.
And then the television. I mean, 11 years on the BBC, judging the Great British Menu. But I can't imagine that for 1 minute you went looking for that, or that you went looking for Bake Off, and yet remarkable success, giving you a kind of third string to your CV.
I know, it's extraordinary. And at the end, you know, that sort of period we've been talking about, my second period, that lasted a good 20 years. And then I've been doing nearly 20 years of telly now. And you know what? It's so easy. I mean, I just feel like it. Because, you know, if you think about it, I don't have to do anything. I just have to, you know, I don't have to learn a script. I don't have to write. I don't have to write a script, learn any lines. I don't have to do any rehearsals. You know, most cookery programs are really complicated. You have to make sure that it all fits in 4 minutes or whatever it is you're doing. You have to worry about the ingredients being in the right place and the gas is turned on at the right moment. It's very tricky. I don't have to do any of that. I just walk on, eat cake, say what I think, walk off and get paid. I often say this, and I'm rather nervous that one day Love Productions, who are the producers of Bake Off, will think, well, why are we paying her all this money? It's that easy.
Because as a viewer, we sit and wait to hear your verdict. You know, you and Paul, you've earned our respect. So that's what they pay you the big bucks for, Prue. But you haven't just sat there and gone, oh, this is a nice, easy gig. You've then done you've done your own clothing line. You've got your own specs line. You've got homeware. You've got jewellery. You've been on more magazine covers than most supermodels in the last 2 years. And you've not used this as a sort of lean back opportunity. You're leaning right in and still working really hard.
I know. Well, you know, we started filming Bake Off a few days ago for the next this year's Bake Off. And I hadn't seen Paul for the 6 months since I had seen him because he came to my show. But apart from that, I hadn't seen him. So everybody was asking what everybody had been doing, you know, and I said, Paul, what have you been doing? Because usually he's writing books or he's touring or he's doing other programs. He said, absolutely nothing. I've done nothing for 6 months. It's been bliss.
Oh, I guess that doesn't hold any appeal to you, Prue.
Well, I'm sort of jealous of it because I also like doing nothing. I mean, one of the things I love doing is nothing.
I can't imagine that you ever find joy in rest.
Well, I do. I love it. I love loving it, lying around reading, and I love sleeping. Lockdown taught me about having a siesta, and I tell you what, I'm really addicted to it now.
What time do you nap?
Well, any time I can get, but usually, I like to get, if I can get to bed by 3, get up at 4:30, that's perfect.
Happy days. There you go. How continental proof. So as this third chapter, as you said, you know, you're coming up on 20 years in telly. Is there a fourth revolution? And if so, what does it look like?
The next 25 years, well, I'm not sure I could guarantee anybody that, you know, I'll be. No, I think this must go be my swan song. I don't know. I don't know what I mean, I do want to do a few other things. I'm very keen to, my daughter and I have started a television production company.
Have you?
And yeah. Well, she and two of her friends, who are all really talented women in their 40s, they, one of them worked for Disney and one for Endemol and what, you know, they're, one of them is a top commissioner for another company. So they really know what they're doing. And so we thought, well, we'll have this all-female production company. It's called Relish, actually, which is the name of my
wonderful job.
And we haven't got our first commission yet, but we're working on it. So I'd like to have more time to help her and to do something for them. But we've got some really good ideas, so I think we'll pull off something sometime.
I don't doubt it for a second. And there you were, talking about the fact that all those years ago, you created that network of amazing women that drove you to end up as a non-exec on the board of a building society. And here you are, doing it all again, this time with your daughter and her amazing friends. Yeah. More power to you, Prue. Whatever you're having, I'll have it, a bucket of it, please.
That's so sweet of you.
Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of Something from the Cellar, a celebration of three great dames. I'll be back on Friday with a brand new guest. In the meantime, you can listen to all of these episodes in their full glory by just putting in the name of the guest to your search bar. This week, it's been Arlene Phillips, Denise Lewis, and Prue Leith. What a lineup. Have an amazing week. I'll see you Friday.
White Wine Question Time is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.